Podcasting from Houston, Texas, J. Thomas Smith has another story of success, motivation, and inspiration on My Laws of Success. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, Dr. J. Thomas Smith.
An encore presentation of J. Thomas Smith Radio.
Today was born in the Liberty City area of Miami, Florida, on the floor of an abandoned building. He was later raised by his adoptive mother, who encouraged him to keep trying despite being labeled as educable, mentally retarded. Mrs. Brown encouraged his determination. She pushed him to rise from sanitation worker to disc jockey, radio station manager, politician, TV host, Emmy winner, and now the world's number one motivational speaker. His name has been Googled nearly 2.5 billion times. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mrs. Brown's baby boy, Les Brown.
Good morning, sir. I want to just thank you so much for the work that you're doing, helping on people to begin to expand their vision of themselves beyond their circumstances and mental conditioning. You are a major light in this very dark space where we are right now.
Well, thank you very much. Now, you were labeled a special needs child early on. How did that affect you?
It was very devastating. I was called DP, the dumb twin. I have a twin brother. However, I met a man who's very much like you, had a personality like yours, Mr. Leroy Washington. And I went into class looking for another student. He challenged me to do something. I told him I couldn't. The other kids started laughing. And he said, "Why not?" And I said, "Sir, I just can't." And then the other kids chimed in and said, "He's Leslie. He's DT. His brother Wesley is smart. He's DT." And he said, "What is DT?" And they said, "He's the dumb twin." And I said, "I am, sir." And he said, "Don't ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality." And that was an interruption in my thinking, because how people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. And so I was listening to some of the callers that you had there at calling in, and you talked about the fact about how we can get a level playing field. And one of the things that has motivated me has been Jackie Robinson. He said, "Don't make it a level playing field. Just let me on the field and I'll level it myself." And one of the things that has escaped us, that we didn't fight the people who died for our ability to participate in the American dream. Did not fight for a level playing field. Literally, what they fought for was access. And when we have access, you know, one of the things that we have the greatest illustration is Richard Williams and Serena and Venus. He saw a tennis game, and he decided he didn't even have them at the time, that he's going to get his wife pregnant. we go raise a tennis champion.
That's a heck of a vision.
That he had access. He went to the library. He got books. He studied all the great champions. But same thing that what I did. I studied Dr. Norman Vincent-Deal and Robert Shuler and Paul Harvey and other speakers, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Adam Clayton Power, Keep the Safe Baby.
Sure.
And through the power of influence, and that's why we're coming with Oscar Hines, to teach people to how to harness the power of influence, because it can impact your life personally and professionally. I started out as a sanitation worker, and then I went from there. I wanted to become a disc jockey. I was fascinated with radio personalities. And then from there, I went into politics. I ran for the Ohio legislature, was elected 3 times, beat a 22-year incumbent in a district that was 65% white. And then from there, I went on the road to take care of my mother. I resigned from the Ohio legislature my third term and went back to Miami to take care of her and had to decide, what am I going to do? I don't have a college education. What am I going to do? And I went to a motivational meeting and I saw Zig Ziglar and Wayne Dyer and Dr. Nolan Vincent Peale. And my heart said, I could do that.
Yes.
And I left. There was an argument between my mind and my heart. And I encourage people, if there's an argument between your mind and your heart, follow your heart, because where your heart is, there your treasure is also. And from that time to this time, I've spoken in over 51 countries.
We're going to take a brief break and we'll be back to My Laws of Success with Dr. J. Thomas Smith.
J. Thomas Smith. Finding your true purpose in life can be extremely difficult and is an enormous task to undertake if one wants to find and achieve their ultimate goal. Unfortunately, many people fail to achieve their goal, not due to lack of ambition or hard work, but due to a lack of direction. Sometimes, to truly achieve great things in life and to make a mark in the world of today, all you need is that gentle nudge to point you in the right direction so you can do what you were born to do. This book is that gentle nudge in the right direction. In his book, My Laws of Success, Make Your Dreams Reality, the author J. Thomas Smith explains the simple to identify but difficult to perfect tips and tricks that have helped him over the years, making him reach the highest peaks of his profession. Grab your copies today and allow your life to change for the better.
J. Thomas Smith Radio. Enjoying this episode? Leave a review now.
From that time to this time, I dress, and people go online and put in Les Brown speaking in the Georgia Dome, which no longer exists. They're seeing me speaking to over 80,000 white people in the Georgia Dome. It's called It's Not Over Till I Win. From that time to this time, I've earned millions of dollars doing what I love to do, making a difference in life and motivating and inspiring people.
Let me ask you this, Les. You know, a lot of people hear you and you speak for 45 minutes to an hour. And of course, I was one of those a couple of weeks ago, and they get fired up. And how does one make the motivation they feel when they hear you speak? How can make it last more than just a day or two?
I'm glad you asked that question. How can we make taking a bath have to eat last more than a day or two, you know? It's something you got to do every day. Everybody that's listening to you right now, I guarantee you, if they email me and say, send me the Hungry Tape, the Hungry Motivational Series, and if they listen every day, like they brush their teeth every day. If they don't, they should.
The breath
need to be kicking like Bruce Lee. If they listen to it every day, and that's what I did, it will change their lives, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And so, yes, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, I agree with you 1,000%, because that's what I did, and those are the things I did to help me get into broadcasting myself. But I'm just thinking about the individual who's on a job they hate, but they're playing it safe. They know if they just stay there 7 more years or 8 more years, they can retire, maybe if they last, and maybe have a pension. What's the danger in settling or playing it safe?
And the danger, Dr. J. Thomas, is you have kitty children. Because in life, we're living in a time that you have to expand or you are expendable. This is the era of what the late Peter Drucker calls the era of the three C's: accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition. They have robots now that can make salads. Robots now that can do things that human beings have been doing. They now have driverless cars, driverless trucks. They have robots now that's performing surgery. So this is a time that you have to be creative. that you have to be proactive and that you have to look for what is it that you love to do, because you weren't born to work for a living, but to live your making, and living your making will make your living. Over 20,000 people will lose their jobs this month to automation, artificial intelligence. And so that's according to the Department of Labor. So you have to ask yourself, what is it that I love to do? What is my passion? That's one thing. But the other thing that's very important, and where the workshop that we're doing with Oscar Hyanson is just an incredible facilitator and speaker and a resource, is teach people how to harness the ability to influence people. You have to form a team of people that will work with you. None of us can do it by ourselves. You have to create collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. One goose can fly 75% further in formation with other geese than it could ever fly by itself. Now, something I want you to watch, when you come to our training, you find more people who will go to a concert than will come to a training that can benefit them and that can help it to build a legacy, live a more impactful life. Why? Because we've been groomed for discord. We have an entertainment-driven culture. We spend more money and more time. I encourage people, if they're ready and serious about making a dramatic change in their lives, join us. What we will do is share with them how they can master and harness the ability to become more influential and impactful and build relationship capital and live their dreams rather than their fear.
J. Thomas Smith Radio, My Laws of Success.
This is your favorite time of the week with your number one podcast.
Do you need a DOT-qualified substance abuse professional evaluation? Did you fail or refuse a DOT drug test? If so, you must complete the SAP process before returning to duty, or you may be subject to civil and criminal penalties. Get your questions answered at 833-368-7727, or easier to remember, 833-DOT-QSAP. That's 833-DOT-QSAP. 833-368-7727 or online at dotsubstanceabuseprofessional.com.
And we're back. Oscar Hines, along with Les Brown, will present a powerful masterclass on harnessing the power of influence. Les Brown, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy travels to be with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Houston was very blessed to have you on the air. God bless you to you all. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking.
Did you love what you heard in this week's episode? Well, it would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater success. Thank you. Until next time, make it a successful week.
Around the world and across the nation, J. Thomas Smith Radio.